everything else that you were hoping to avoid?
Well, we haven't had practice yet, so I think everybody's looking forward to that. Really, nothing has changed between yesterday's media day and today. The only thing we've done is media day so far. So I think everybody is looking forward to, we have meetings after this, looking forward to getting back into football. That's what this is all about, is playing this football game. And, up till now, that's the only thing we haven't done yet. So I think that's I'm excited just to run around, get back on the practice field, get with my teammates, and get the focus back to football.
Eli, how much business gets done here as opposed to what was put in New Jersey?
Well, I think that's what Coach Coughlin wanted to do, is put in the game plan in New Jersey, get everything done. And this week, hey, you make a few changes, a few tweaks to a few plays, or maybe add a play here or take a play out. But all the work's been done. Now it's just a matter of continue to run the plays, get more reps at them. Different looks that New England does, just get prepared for that, and really just have great practice. You just want, when you get here, you want things to be crisp, get on the field, run around, have a smooth practices, and just get ready to play.
One of the things you've been so good at is reading and reacting, and you've got young receivers who have matured quickly along those lines. What has allowed them to mature at the rate that they have? Have you been a big part of that?
Yeah, I got to give credit to the receivers. They've done a great job preparing, getting ready, understanding the game plan, understanding the scheme that we're going against, what that defense, what are the unique traits of that defense and how they play their coverages, and what their response will be, what their reactions will be to whether it's a blitz or a coverage, and doing the right thing. So I give credit to them, Sean Ryan, their receiver coach, for getting that prepared. And I put a few final touches and a few reminders in their head, something that might occur, just to be ready for it, where if it does, have a chance to hit some big plays. So, the receivers have all done a great job understanding, what they need to do on the field, and they've done a great job making plays.
Are they the best trio of wide receivers in the league?
Victor Cruz has picked up on things?
I am. I think Victor, I give a lot of credit to him, because he plays a tough position in that slot. A lot of things... a lot of decisions to make, and last year when Steve Smith got hurt for a while, we tried to move some other guys around, and Akeem Nix and Mario Manningham, and I think they realized how tough it is in there. Just it is a different reactions, and sometimes the routes aren't as it's not as specific what exactly your route is. It's more of a hey, have a great feel, get open, find the zones, find the lanes, and you have to be very clear with your body language to tell me what you're doing. And that's something Victor's done a great job, just being very, very definitive in his route running, in his body language, so I know exactly what he's doing. And, it's a great way, if you can do it and you can master that, it's a great way to get a lot of catches in the middle of the field, in the slot spot. And, it's pretty impressive what he's been able to do in just his first year of really playing that position and playing in the NFL.
Eli, what would a second Super Bowl mean for your legacy?
I'm not worried about my legacy. I'm worried about winning a championship for the New York Giants. For my teammates, my coaches, we've all worked hard. This is a team game. You play for your teammates and the player, and the coaches and the organization that have helped you get here. And just looking forward to the opportunity to play on Sunday.
Are they the best trio of wide receivers in the NFL? Victor Cruz, Manningham, and Nick.
I don't know how to rate every other receiver core. I'm not really concerned with the other guys. I like our receivers. I like the way they work. I like the way they support each other. They all are very confident in themselves, but they don't have an ego that distracts from the team, from each other. If whether it's Akeem scoring touchdowns or Victor or Mario, they all are the first ones to go congratulate each other, and that shows. They truly do appreciate the work that goes into scoring touchdowns, and no, I don't have favorites right now. I'm reading the coverages. I'm going to whoever's getting open.
Eli, we see one side of you, here in front of the media, but then we hear about a prank that you pulled on Victor Cruz the other day with the soap and the towel. What are you really like? Do you try to separate that from the public eye and the media eye?
I think I try to have fun with my teammates, and I try to you know, show them that, you know, football is very important to me, and I get prepared, and when it's time to practice, you know, I'm focused and serious, and I take this game and my job very seriously. But there's a lot of time around a locker room where, you have downtime and you try to keep things loose and joke around with the guys and have a football relationship and then a little outside of football relationship, and personality with your teammates. So it's trying to find that good mix to keep things fun.
Eli, both your teammates and the Patriots have given you a lot of credit this week for your ability to make plays with your legs, extend the play, and find receivers, make defenders miss. Is that something that you've consciously worked on? Why do you think you've been able to do that well this season?
Well, I think the receivers have done a great job. When the play does break down or the timing of the play is thrown off, that whether you got to hold the ball longer or you scramble outside the pocket, they've done a great job coming back to the football, continue to work for me and find throwing lanes. So it's really, a credit to all the guys. It's the offensive lineman blocking a little bit longer or holding on to block so you can get out of the pocket, and the other guys working for you to give you an opportunity to, make plays when the rhythm is off.
Is that something you've specifically worked on, though, as you've developed as a quarterback?
Well, I think it's something we do drill with our quarterback coach. Just throwing on the run or throwing off balance or throwing, passes where, you get enough reps, while you're in practice going through the plays where everything's on time and you see how you want it to work out. Reality is it doesn't always happen that way. So you try to, in your drill work, you try to kind of work on those, awkward throws or throwing it when you're not quite ready or off balance on the move, those type of things. So if they do happen in the game, you're prepared for it.
Tom Brady.